Hey, people. Thanks for listening to the pod. Listen, I know mental health is like a trending topic right now, but it's very serious. And on that note, I want to say rest in peace to Angus Cloud. He was an actor, a young actor, in the show Euphoria. If you have any family or friends dealing with mental health issues, check on them. Do not take it for granted. It is very serious and it affects everyone, whether they're rich, middle class, lower class. It affects us all. Again, rest in peace, Angus Cloud. And please enjoy the show. And thanks for listening.
That's all I know. I'm sorry.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go, Barbie. Yeah. You like that intro?
Yeah, I think a lot of people will because it made a shitload of money. So I think a lot of people like it.
Because I read a very interesting article about how clearly there's a market for women pretty much my age, plus 10 years, minus 10 years, probably like plus 15 years. Well, really all women who enjoy just like celebrating, but it was like, comparing, but it was talking about how clearly with how successful Taylor Swift's tour has been and how successful Barbie has been, how women are, they like want an excuse to dress up and be silly and have fun and wear sparkles and, wear pink, do all, you know, be like a kind of traditional woman. Okay. Random.
Careful.
I keep getting really weird messages on Skype from these, like, they're strangers, but they're all about, like money, like crypto. It's weird. I like opened up my Skype and had 84 missed messages about crypto. How weird is that? And one just popped up. Sorry for the random.
Anyways. That is random. That's never happened to me.
Yeah, it's weird, right? It's weird. Also, I do want to return to Barbie, but I also want to say this morning I got a text message that said, "Hey, Colette," spelled correctly, which is are you still selling your house? And then listed my address. And it was a number I don't know. And I'm like, what the? Like, it was kind of creepy.
Well, both of your names are on the deed, right?
Anyways.
You heard me?
Both of my names are what?
You and Daniel, you're both on the deed, yes?
Yes.
That's probably how they spelled your name, correct? Because they can just look it up. It's like public. It's like on Redfin and Zillow. Because they text me my full name too. And you know I don't go by my full name. So
anyways,
my full name. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
You're like, what? Yeah.
I'm scared immediately. I think it's law enforcement. But no, I'm not selling. If you're listening, guys, interest rates are high. So I'm going to write this shit on out.
Seriously, it is not a good time.
Hell no.
Okay, sorry. I took us way off topic. Going back to Barbie.
Oh, it's cool.
Have you seen it?
Yes. Not because I wanted to, but because I'm an entertainer and I have to watch these things to talk about them. And I love Margot Robbie. I love her.
I'm so curious to hear what you thought then.
Ooh, not if you liked it.
Well, that's why I'm curious to hear what you thought.
I thought it tried to be all things to all people and came up a little short. And I didn't like that Mattel had a hand in it. I wish it had been R-rated and they could have just like let loose. But I could feel where Mattel had a hand in it, and that kind of
Mattel,
the people that made Barbie.
Oh, right.
The toy
right.
company that owns it. And
yeah.
I could tell that they had a strong hand in this. And I just wish they had taken their hand out and just let them be them. And I feel like it would have been.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
The whole premise, and obviously we don't do spoilers because we're not a movie podcast, but the whole premise of the film, I felt like should have been a dark comedy. And they were just a little bit too light on it. I just feel like if Mattel wasn't involved, like it could have been a dark, it could have been kind of funny. Funnier. Well, funny, because I didn't laugh that much because it was like PG. But I feel like they could have taken the reins off and made this super funny. But it looks just like the dolls, though. Like the set, the scenery and shit was oddly close to how it looked in the toy stores. I was like, this shit is weird.
Yeah, I liked the sets. I think that they did a good job. Well, so I think that you just really wanted to see Margot topless, probably.
Oh my God. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I went for comedy, not nudity. No, I don't want to see
I thought
her
it was funny.
I've seen her topless. Yeah, it had funny parts. And also, I don't know if I've ever said this on the show here. I don't like musicals. And like they break off in the song. I'm like,
oh, I love musicals.
I hate it. So maybe I'm not the best critic.
Okay, so I thought that it was definitely different than mm-hmm. what I thought it was going to be. Which I think that probably most people who go into it to see it feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. the only kind of heads up I had that, oh, maybe this is, you know, when you see the ads, you know that it's somewhat of a satire, but I don't think you, or at least I didn't pick up on that it was going to be like a total, complete political satire. Which I guess I should have picked up on by the producer. But, I mean, her other movies, they're just like women strong movies, generally. And
Greta,
so during the
Gerwig.
Movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Greta Gerwig.
Yeah.
During the movie, I really enjoyed it and I liked it and I enjoyed like the messages, the messages of feminism and, I thought I didn't understand Will Ferrell's role that much. I mean, I like kind of did, but also was a little confused by it.
I really think they just gave him a check and they said, hey, just come to set and be Will Ferrell.
Yeah. Yeah, just
and he was like,
it.
What's the script? He's like, we don't need one, just be you.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah.
I like
so that. I didn't entirely get his role. Like I did up until kind of the very end. But I was kind of just chuckling to myself the whole movie because of all the people who are going to see that movie. Like pretty much every woman I know wants to go see that mm-hmm. movie or is already going to see it. And I had seen someone write a message like, I'm still confused by it. And I was just thinking of people who are, you know, more conservative in their thinking and thoughts and how going to that movie must have just been like totally
yeah.
confusing. Like what?
Yeah. I think they, yeah, that is a crowd that I don't think enjoyed this film.
No.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Someone I know who is an Israeli man, you know, and Israeli men like are traditionally a little bit more
old fashioned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say chauvinistic. But like they all go through the military. And this is like, you know, this is an Israeli man who's not, he's in his 60s now, I think. So, you know, he really does have kind of more traditional thoughts. And he made a post of things he'd rather do than see Barbie. And it was a picture of someone putting hot sauce in their eye. And that made me chuckle because imagining someone like that watching that movie, I think that he would have laughed. He would have walked out. But I loved
it. Well, not for what they're charging for movie prices. I can tell you, and this is a moment of clarity of being, you know, a stupid man. I've done the hot sauce in the eye thing on a bet or a dare. It's a pain.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it hurts really bad. You got to remember, though, this is when Jackass was popular and everybody, like, was like, oh, I'll do that. It hurts really bad. It hurts. Really. I don't know how they did it.
Okay.
So if you think that.
That just makes me think. So Leo has another crypto message just popped up. I swear to God, I'm being hacked. Leo has figured out how to work YouTube, which is kind of terrifying. The fact that he's like not even 5 years old and knows how to search for things on YouTube. And he's it's become a problem. We had to delete YouTube off of our TVs. because basically it started with like very innocent, you know, watching someone build a race car track, which I don't really get. But whatever, like, that's not a horrible thing to watch. And then it turned into him finding his shows that he's not supposed to be watching and watching those, which, okay, that's not great, but not terrible. But then, this past weekend, it's like Saturday morning, and Leo had, I think he had told me he was going upstairs to get dressed or something, but he was upstairs sitting on the edge of my bed, like little Dalmatian style, just like sitting at the end of the bed, staring at the TV, watching a YouTube station called, Unspeakable. And it's basically like 4 or 5, I'm assuming they're college age guys. Or at least I'm hoping they're college age guys and not older than that. And they do really stupid shit. And he was watching them. They're clearly successful on YouTube and they have a nice house. And they filled their house with peanut, like, you know, foam peanuts for packages.
Okay.
Like pretty much 3 to 4 feet tall of peanuts to the point where they were sliding down the stairs on like surfboards. They were jumping off the second story, into the peanuts, which I mean, pretty far. So I come upstairs and I realize he's watching this and I'm like, what are you watching, Leo? And he's like, these guys are awesome. And I'm like, this is not allowed at all. Cause I could just see, like, Noah followed me up and Noah's eyes and Leo's eyes were like huge with these big smiles on their faces watching these big boys like slide down the stairs. And I'm like, okay, we're turning this off. What does Leo proceed to do? Takes all the pillows off the couch, lines them all up on the stairs and starts trying to slide down. And I'm like, absolutely not.
I mean, no.
And it
no,
just. I'm not. It made me think of Jackass and pause thinking about my future and wondering when we'll end up in the emergency room for something really stupid. Because it's coming. It will happen eventually.
Okay. There's a good and bad about this. The bad is, yes, it is definitely coming. The good is one of your best friends can put on Cast and Splint. So you're fine on that. I can do a house call.
So true.
What?
So true.
Will it happen? Probably so. Yeah. You got two boys. Yeah, it's probably going to happen.
I should remember that I'll be calling you first.
I'm glad I wasn't around because I would have hyped it up because as soon as you said, like, what is the little foam things? What are they called? The little popcorn foam?
Oh, the peanuts?
Peanuts. As soon as you said that, they filled the house up. Like, I got, like, the child in me was like, oh, that sounds so fucking cool.
I mean, these guys were having the time of their life. You can go check it out. I'm now promoting their YouTube video, not on purpose.
I am. I'm good.
Yeah. It is, all I could think of was the poor environment. We're already in freaking global warming. Do we really need styrofoam peanuts just wasting like that? Ugh, the fact that there are even that many made makes me sad.
Now you made me feel like shit. Way to go, Mom. Other than that, it sounded like fun. And this is why Jackass was such a hit. Because it doesn't matter your color.
Exactly.
Your age. Like, I would watch that shit and be like, oh, man, no, they're not going to do that. Yeah, they are. And
yeah.
And I grew up in the inner city, and we didn't know the guys on Jackass. There were none of those guys in my neighborhood, but we watched that shit, and we were entertained. We were like, oh man, that's pretty cool. I wouldn't do it, but I'll watch it.
Well, at least you thought you wouldn't do it, because
no, we wouldn't do half the stuff they did.
I can guarantee there will be a game eventually in my house, and it's like a let's pretend we're on Jackass, and there'll be video. Mm-hmm. You know, that's gonna have that. I'm sure that there are probably plenty of kids who are like, let's become YouTube movie stars and mm-hmm. do that kind of stuff.
I can see that. I can, especially yeah. with Leo's generation. I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
But at least you're ahead of it, so you know, like, to keep sharp shit away from them. And heavy things away from him. So
we try. He's very sneaky these days, and so is Noah. Noah's turning evil every day. He's a little bit more mischievous.
He just wants to be like his big bro.
But anyways,
everything.
I figured I would let you know that story when you brought up Jackass.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm gonna look up this YouTube to see, you know, if I can tell kids to stay away from it. Of course, but. I'll look it up for research purposes. You know, you can reset the settings on YouTube. There's like a parental guide on there.
I know. But it was just easier. Part of me wants to just be like, sorry, Leo, we don't have TV anymore. Because the freaking kid is so spoiled. He's like, I want Netflix. I want Prime. Mm-hmm. I don't mm-hmm. want PBS Kids. I want YouTube. I'm like, when I was growing up, I had PBS Kids. That's it. Nothing else. Mm-hmm. That is it.
Well, he's been exposed to the finer things in life. The best thing you can do now is make him a profile and set the parental thing on it. But to try to take it away from him, these kids are geniuses on the computer. He'll find it.
Yeah. Look at you, Will. This is becoming a parent advice podcast, all because of you.
I know. I'm a better coach than player. I don't have kids, but I can coach you from afar. Yeah, I can do it from afar.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. But I can tell you now, I've been around Leo. I know the kid. If you take YouTube off the TV, he's just going to find a computer and go to the browser. They'll find it on a web browser. You cannot stop him.
Yeah, eventually.
So the best thing to do is give him a profile.
That's probably true.
You have to negotiate with terrorists. I don't care what you heard in the movies.
Mm. Speaking of terrorists.
Oh,
did you see Oppenheimer?
Isn't it about,
you did see it? It's about mm-hmm. the atomic bomb, right? So it's, I guess, not
the
really
Manhattan
fair to
Project.
Say terrorist.
Yeah. Well, in a way, the Manhattan Project, when they bombed Japan, but they were working on this bomb to bomb Germany.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the war was over by the time they figured out the bomb, so they used it on another country. I'm a Christopher Nolan fan. I like
mm-hmm.
80% of his movies. This was not something I needed to see in the theaters. I could have watched it at home.
Mm.
A lot of dialogue. And if you're going to see explosions, I'm not going to spoil it, anybody. But if you're going to see like explosions and loud noise, this is not, that's not what this is about. This is more story based.
I've heard that. I've heard that it was like less war, more story.
It's all story, actually. Mm. You can compress the action to about 15 minutes of the total movie.
Oh, wow.
So if you're going for that, then this is not the film for you.
It's like 3 hours long, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's an afternoon viewing if you're over the age of 25.
Yeah, I believe that.
If you go to a 9 o'clock show, then you're in trouble.
You're screwed. What's funny about you saying that is that I think so many, you know, it's not like people like really have gone to the movies that much in the last 3 years. And so you get used to you can watch a movie at home, you can pause it, you can pee, you can get a drink, you can look at your phone. But in the movie theater, you can't do that. And I actually found like it was hard to sit in the movie theater and watch a movie because I couldn't do those things.
That is very true. I think it used to be Marvel movies, but now they're all just terrible. But it takes a lot to get people to go to a theater now because of the convenience of home. You can get a home theater, you can stream it, and it's for the most part free unless you buy it on Disney or something. But going to the theater, it's become a fucking headache. I'm not going to lie. Just like, I got to dress. I got to find a spot. I got to be around people who am I going to turn off. Well, yeah, you don't know you're going to see the movies.
And I can't wear my underwear and my underwear.
I normally just sweatpants and a wife beater or, excuse me, an undershirt.
Well.
I know. Yeah, I forgot what year it was. An undershirt and just sweatpants and just watch like 5 movies back to back. But when you go to a theater, you can't go out looking like a hobo. But again, good, well-made movie. You know, it's all right. Mm-hmm. It didn't wow me. But Christopher Nolan is an incredible director, so it's a good movie. I expected that much. The lead
what
guy.
What other movies has he made?
Billion? Inception, Tenet, the Batman trilogy, Dark Knight, which is still in my top 5, which is still his best movie, even after this. Dark Knight is still number 1.
Yeah, Dark Knight was a good movie.
Incredible movie, and it was long as shit too. But yeah, it was a good movie. I think it was good for the movie industry.
Why did you decide to go see both of them in theater?
Well, Colette, I'm a podcaster. I have to know what I'm talking about, right? Like, I have to let the people
gotta
know.
Gotta stay up on.
And it was such a trendy thing, like Barbieheimer was like I was just like, what the fuck? Were people going to see both at the same time?
Well, like and back to North, back, basically spending the whole day in the movie theater.
What I would suggest, I know the title is Barbieheimer, but you should go see Oppenheimer first and then cleanse your palate with Barbie. Don't go get in a good mood and then see Oppenheimer and some heavy shit. Get the heavy shit out of the way and then go see a movie about a doll.
Is that the order you did it in?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad that
Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. will probably win an Oscar.
Oh, really? Yeah, very sure. I'm sure that there will be several Oscars that movie gets. I feel like, you know how some movies come out and you're like, oh yeah, that'll get all the Oscars. Which, I have to say, there's a lot less movies that come out these days, so it's getting easier and easier for these people.
I don't even know if they're going to have the Oscars because of the strike situation, so they may not even be an Oscars.
Well, they have a long time to work that out. Like, the Oscars aren't until February.
I don't know if they're going to clear this up because what the actors and the writers are asking for, I don't see an end in sight. I'm going to be honest with you.
You know what's kind of funny is that I actually forgot that they were striking, which clearly shows that I do not live in L.A. But it was all in the news, and then it's just kind of dropped out of the news because I guess other things have popped up. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if next year there's just, like, a lack of movies and TV shows, and it's all reality TV, which is kind of what I watch anyways. So
I was going to say, you'll be fine.
The newest season of Bachelor is ending soonish, and my favorite man, it's The Bachelorette, so it's, you know, it's one woman finding her husband. My favorite man is a guy from Nigeria, and he's so sweet. I just love him. They actually have, like, an incredible group of men this season, I think.
You say he's so sweet?
He's...
Is that what you said?
He is... He, like, talks about moving to the U.S. and how, you know, he's a boy from Nigeria, like, and how he's living this fantasy now. And he's just a very, you can tell he's like a, someone who was raised understanding, being very thankful and grateful for all that he has. He just seems like a kind, good person.
You know what I hear when you say that?
What?
Runner up. Because a woman's never going to be. He sounds like a loser.
That's not the nice guy. Nice.
Come on. Come on. Colette, please. You know the nice guy is not going to win. He treats her with respect, holds the door for her.
You know what? Actually, if she... So the Bachelorette is black this season. And she...
What?
In her...
Isn't that again?
Mm-hmm. In her final three, yeah, and she's from Columbus, Georgia, actually. In her final three men, she has two black men and one white guy. And if she chooses a black guy, I think it'll be the first time a black guy is ever chosen. I'm pretty sure that's right. Like, thinking back. Yeah. Because even when they had... The black bachelorette, she chose a white guy. Like, he was Hispanic.
Rachel.
He's, like, Cuban. Yeah.
I know her because she has a podcast. I didn't watch Bachelorette, but Rachel
Yeah,
familiar with her name. Yeah. That is, I guess, good. It's sad that it's... Well, you know, it's not sad. I don't want to put that much weight on a reality show.
No. It is sad. It is sad. Because, like, up until a few years ago, there weren't even, like, black guys in the group of men as options. So, it is totally that show's fault. Mm. And it's society's fault, but, yeah. Anyways, speaking of... I'm just going to be the transition queen. Speaking of race and equality and... our country not moving in the right direction. What are your thoughts on Florida's new school curriculum? And also, I heard a really interesting interview, so tell me your thoughts first, and then I'll tell you.
That is probably one of the most offensive things that I've heard, being black for almost. I still can't come to grips with it. Being black for 40 years. Being black for 40 years, this is probably one of the most offensive things that I've ever heard. And it's to the point now where if I never go back to Florida, even to Miami, which I love, I'll be fine. I have no intentions on ever going back to that state. To say that slavery
that
helped
state
us.
State is fucked up.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it brings me down because Miami is beautiful. But for them to say slavery was, like, beneficial and to try to put that in books to teach young black children, like, that shit, oh, wow. It blows my mind. It's the equivalent, roughly, not completely, of a school in Germany saying the Holocaust was beneficial.
Helped.
It helped Jewish people become more united or... It taught them resilience.
It taught them skills.
Skills, yeah. Like, that shit, to say that.
They learned anorexia from the Holocaust.
Right, like that shit.
They are welcome for knowing how to be skinny.
Slavery taught us how to become blacksmiths, and I'm just watching the television. I'm like, wow, this is really happening. I feel bad for the youth, for people young. Obviously, I'm not buying that shit. But it's like my nephews who went back to school today. Hooray for them. 5 and 7. Like, you know, if Florida's doing it, Georgia's right. Georgia's going to do it. And that is a fear I have. It's just like, they're going to be teaching this shit. And it's just, whew.
Yeah. I think that's what I found. It's like disturbing because, you know, if one place starts it, other states are also, they're going to wait and watch and see. And then they're going to do it themselves. Okay, so I need to look this man up. I listened to an interview on NPR with William Allen, who was one of the writers behind the new history standards. I'm looking him up right now because he sounded, I think this is him. He is a conservative black leader in education. This is him. Okay. I thought he was a black man, like just in the, you know, tone of his voice. I feel like you can generally, do you feel like you can hear people's, I feel like we've talked about this before. Not always.
I think usually, but people are always surprised when they see me. So,
interesting.
So I may not be the best person to ask, but yeah, usually you could tell.
I mean, there are definitely people where you hear them talk and that you hear their voice and then you see them and you're like, oh, that's not what I expected. But I feel like a lot of times you know, it's like, you know, a little white Jewish woman, a black
You can tell.
Woman from church, a, you know, older black man, that kind of thing.
I don't think that makes us racist. You can tell.
Okay, thanks. I don't think it does either, we're fine. But then.
Yeah, we're fine. We're not that woke. I know who I'm talking to.
So, well, I appreciate that. I listened to this interview of him, and because he was saying, like, he was explaining what it means, and I was listening, I wish you could have just seen me in my car, because I felt like I was, like, had this face of just, like, I don't get it. I'm just confused. And his whole thing was like, you know, that slaves, they learn skills to survive. And whether it was, you know, learning music or learning how to farm, I was just really, it was confusing. I was surprised by it.
I will say this for the people that listen who are Republican. I will shoot them some bail, which is a colloquialism for give them a shout out. If you don't understand that, I can't help you. But there are some Republicans that are saying like, all right, this is too much. You're going too far. So I will say Tim Scott is the one that sticks out. He said, all right, this is too far. So there are some Republicans that are pushing back on it. So it's not like unanimous that they all agree with it. Even some Republicans are like, all right, take it easy.
Yeah. I mean, take I would think yeah. So this guy's whole thing, I'm looking through, reading the interview. His whole thing was that the line, basically why he thought it was important to include that line was because it was the small glimmer of light to inspire that. So, like, he brought up how Frederick Douglass was taught to read by a slave mistress. His slave mistress teaching him to read. And, like, that inspired him then to do other things. And so what this guy was trying to say was, you know, slaves were by having no rights and like having these introductions to skills, it inspired them. I still don't get it. I like don't even feel comfortable trying to explain what he was saying because I don't get it. But
I would love to sit in a room with this gentleman because the part he's leaving out, yes, master's wife taught Frederick Douglass how to read. But if the master had found out, that woman would have been beaten to death. So it wasn't like they supported that. The women that right. taught these slaves how to read were doing it behind the man's back. If these women were caught, they would be murdered or beaten. So it's not a skill that the masters wanted it's the not, slaves learn.
Right. Right.
It's just women right. being women, being nurturing. There's only so much a woman can put up with. It's just, it's in y'all's nature. It's like, all right, I can't just sit back. I got to do something. It's just how women are. And I don't think that's an offensive statement. It's just women are nurturers. So yeah, sooner or later, a woman's going to be like, okay, this is wrong. I got to teach him this. So you can't stop a woman from doing that. But if the man had found out, that woman would have been punished. So to say that, like, that was a skill that they just gave us, no, that was behind the back of the abuser.
It was very weird.
He's clearly on somebody's payroll. But Florida, at this point, you can cut that shit off the map. Between the abortion shit and the hatred for gays, it's like, just cut that shit off the map.
It is weird down there. I think there's it's just too hot. It's too hot. People, when you are so hot, your body, like, in order to preserve itself, you start to, like, lose your mind and go insane. And I think what happened or what's happening is these people are going insane.
Let me tell you something, Colette Walker. You are the transition queen because it is hot as fuck in Georgia. And I have been more angry than I normally am. So okay. You are completely
funny.
Right.
I don't think this summer feels overly hot. I mean, I know it's record setting and no, it doesn't feel that bad. And I think part of it is because I've spent 2 summers pregnant. And when you go through a summer pregnant, like yes, it's hot, but it's
you're not creating
hot.
A life walking around. Yeah.
You're not a whale walking around.
Okay, well, your opinion may be skewed because you were creating
a life. I mean, that's how I felt.
Time.
Just like a huge whale stuck on a beach, hot, trying to get into the water. Just baking.
That is such a beautiful picture for all the women out there who want to make children.
I know. You're welcome.
No, it is fucking steaming. I've never given birth, as you know. I'm very open about it. I don't have any. I've never been pregnant. This is uncomfortably. This is being from Atlanta. This is the most uncomfortable I've been consistently.
Really,
I am angry every single afternoon. I don't get happy.
That is so interesting.
I don't get happy until the sun goes down.
Yeah, I have not. Angry. That is so funny because, like, obviously it is super hot, and there. I think that. Arizona and part, you know, there are places that have been over 120 degrees for like almost 30 days. I'm pretty sure they're almost at 30 days. That and people are getting third degree burns from touching the pavement. Like it's that hot.
I would sell my house the first day. It was 120. I'm out.
Well, yeah, that's what apparently Arizona's. Housing market has not gone up very much, and that they are like it's a struggling housing market because people are not going to buy. It'll be really interesting to see how our future changes. I don't know how people don't take global warming seriously. It every single day I have anxiety about it. Every single day.
Global warming?
Yeah, this is all a result of global warming. I don't know how people don't like how they deny it.
It was crazy. I had a conversation with someone who moved to Atlanta maybe 10 years ago, and they tried to argue with someone who was born and reared here, me. And I was telling them, it was never this hot in Atlanta.
No, it wasn't.
It was never this hot. And they were like, it's hot, yeah. But, we're hitting 99 on a daily basis. Every time I get in the car, it's 98, 99. No.
But I feel like this summer... I feel like this summer has been actually pretty normal with the past few summers. Actually, I feel like we've had a drier summer than we usually have.
Oh, no, it's my grass is, yeah, it's definitely dry. It's actually supposed to rain tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's really dry.
I don't know. I do think, because I think a lot about, I'm like, okay, where's the best place to live? Because things are just going to, oceans are going to rise, winters are going to get worse, summers are going to get worse, there's going to be more fires. Like, you have to, Atlanta is actually a place that I think is set up to succeed longer than a lot of other places.
It's a very astute point. I would agree with you, and not just because we're from here, but if you take into account global warming, I can't think of a better place to be than where we are.
Yeah. It's
unfortunate, because I do want to leave, but it's just like, and go where?
I know. Exactly.
Unless you're going to leave the country, like, where do you go?
I thought it was really freaky when all the like Canadian fires were happening, and it was affecting our air here. That to me felt really, I don't know, that just feels intimidating.
Yeah, the air quality from Canadian fires in New York, like New York was in bad shape.
Yeah.
I saw some of the photos, and like the sky was just orange. It was wild to see that it could come from Canada. I know New York is not that far. I'm like, damn, fires in Canada are having that much of an impact on New York. That's crazy.
Well, the fact that it was bad here. Actually, you know what? Over 4th of July, we were up in New England, and we were at the beach, so the air was actually fine. But there was a super moon on 4th of July. Did you know that? It was like an extra full moon. And because we were, you know, we're so far north and it's the middle of summer and the sun sets so late, we went outside to go watch fireworks that had started, and we're watching fireworks. Oh, no. It was the sun had set. The moon was coming up. Sorry, I'm being an idiot. And, where we watch fireworks in Connecticut, we're like on the beach and we're looking just basically all along the beach. You can see them happening. And behind a house, there was like this orange dome. And I was like, that is so weird. I'd never noticed an orange dome behind this house. Mm. And Daniel and my dad and I are all like, what is that? That's so weird. And then it dawned on us. This story makes us sound really stupid, but it really, like, you couldn't tell at first. It was the moon, but it was bright orange, like literally bright orange because of all the smog from the smoke in the air. And then it was huge. I wish I had a really good camera. It was very cool. And then there were fireworks happening. It was like very cool.
That was the funniest part of the 4th of July. If you looked at your phone, it told you the air quality is poor. Staying out, and people still went out and shot fireworks into the atmosphere. And we can barely breathe it.
Did you see the video on, I think it was either on Fuck Jerry or it was on one of those, about the family who was setting off fireworks in their driveway? And one of the fireworks went, it like kind of exploded, and then it hit all the fireworks that were in their car, and it set off all the fireworks, and their car exploded. Did you see that?
Yes, I watched that video multiple times.
I did too. I did too. I watched it so many times. I don't know why, but it was really entertaining in a very sad, scary kind of way.
Well, it was good because the baby was, I think there was a kid that was close to them.
Yeah.
The baby was fine. But I was just like, for the luck of it hitting a firework that was in the car and just igniting all the rest of them, I was just like, ugh.
You
guys
what,
are not
though?
Good people.
That video to me felt like such a perfect representation of America and like our society today. Like mm-hmm. we are just one firework short of being that firework that explodes all the fireworks in the car and blows everything up.
Wow.
Just like the stupidity that was, of
that
America.
Was deep. Yeah. It was deep and I understood it.
Yeah.
You are such a poet. Like that is, it only takes one small firework to ignite the car of America blowing up. Wow. Good shit.
Watch out, Florida. They'll be banning me too.
You're a woman, so you already are banned. And you're liquid.
So I'm banned.
So, yeah. Newsflash. You're not allowed. Coming from the poor air quality and how we're all going to stop breathing in a minute, how do you feel about the aliens, huh? Huh?
Oh, I don't like it.
Scared?
I just don't like thinking about, I don't like thinking about space. It gives me a lot of anxiety.
Interesting.
What are your thoughts on that?
Interesting.
Yeah. I've always really struggled with thinking about space.
Because you can't control it and you don't know what they're thinking.
It's just like the idea that we're so, so, so tiny and that there's probably that there are other universes out there.
Well,
it's too much. It's too big. I don't like thinking about it. It makes me feel boo. Because then I think, what are the other worlds? Where are they? What are they like?
I think the fact that we're in such a shitty place in our small little planet, to think about other planets coming here right now when we're not getting along, we're just not in the best shape to take on aliens. That's all I was thinking. I watched the hearings and I was just like, we're screwed. If they come now, we're done.
You want to know what I, like, my first real thought was when I heard it? I was maybe all the people who are hardcore Trumpers are actually aliens. Like, it would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It would, especially after this week. It would make a lot of sense. Because this guy is a Tupac of politics. He's got an arrest warrant in every fucking city. And
seriously. Indicted for the third time. Yeah, today, listening to all that, I'm like, oh God, if he is our president, what does our future look like? That's what I keep thinking about. Like, I actually am worried that he will be our president again. And then I keep thinking, what will our future look like? And that's scary.
The future question, I can't answer. But the president question, I think you should be worried. Because they did a poll.
Totally.
As recent as 2 days ago. And he still is projected to get half the vote. This is after the indictment.
Yeah, the indictment's actually increased stronger. His popularity.
Yeah. And between Joe, Joe just being Joe, falling, and he's a shit show right now. And then his son is not helping the situation at all. Of all the times your kid to fuck up, this is not it. So between all that.
Is Hunter Biden, is he doing something right now? I just know about his daughter that I insta-stalked the Biden's granddaughter's baby mama the other day after he acknowledged her.
This is such a reality show. No, he settled for a plea deal for his tax and tax evasion stuff in, I think, New Hampshire, and the judge heard it and she denied it. So now he's probably going to go to trial for tax evasion, and they're going to bring up the gun he had and all the crack. It's just.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he get caught with crack in the White House not that long ago?
well, wait, you know, there was cocaine found in the White House. We don't know if it was his. I mean, we all think it was, but we don't know. We don't know if he left it.
Well, could have been a staff member.
It was Hunter. I guarantee it was him. He is such a fucker.
That seems just dumb.
He is
I don't know.
Such a fucker. If I'm Joe, that's, I'm like, please.
That's got to be so sad. Hunter's mom and sister died in the car accident, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they died.
So,
I think in early 90s,
late
80s.
He went through a lot of trauma as a young kid. And is he any worse than Trump? Like, at least Hunter's not trying to become president.
I do think Eric and Donald Jr., they probably had habits too, just looking at them speak. The problem is they didn't tape it. like he has videotapes of him smoking crack, and it's just like, come on, bro. He's in a hotel room with hookers, and he's got like a lot of crack. It's not like a Vegas amount of crack; it's a lot of it.
That's sad. That's
why are
just
you filming this.
Yeah,
so,
not making
between that
good decisions.
Yeah, right. I think if they had an election today, I believe Trump would win by a lot.
I don't think he'd win by a lot.
Oh, man.
I don't think he'd win by a lot, but I think he'd win.
Oh, okay. So you do
it. Which is scary and sad.
But
anyways, let's hope for a more positive, brighter future where everyone's happy and everyone accepts everyone and everyone can live their best life.
You mean when the aliens take over?
Come on, Barbie. Let's go, Barbie. Yeah. Anyone can be president.
That movie came at the right time. Just to let people, hey, just chill out for a minute, man. Just go look at a doll. You know, I don't want to spoil the ending. Just look at a doll, you know. That came at the right time. I'm tired of remakes or, like, there's no creative ideas. Oh, right on time. They cloned Tyrone. You haven't seen that, I would imagine.
What?
It's not like, it's on Netflix.
They cloned Tyrone?
Yes. It's like a sci-fi / comedy with Jamie Foxx. Those two movies we talked about, I still put They Cloned Tyrone as the best movie I've seen this year.
Oh, I have to watch that.
I've been watching
some really dumb shit on Netflix. I don't even want to tell you what I've been watching, but anyways.
It's good. I watch documentaries and I watch The Quarterback. I stay away from CNN and Fox because I watch them both. I'm not going to lie. I need to know what everybody's talking about. I stay away from the news. I'm going on like 6 days straight. I haven't seen any news updates. I stay away from it. I can't take it. When I turn it off, I feel worse than when I put it on. For my mental health, I need at least 5 or 6.
Same.
I can't do it.
Same.
And I would suggest that everybody listening, if you can't do 5 or 6 days, I get it. Try 3 days and then come back.
Honestly, I can't remember if I talked about this on here. I took like a 3 day break from social media, which felt like a freaking long time, and it's not. But that helped a lot.
Yeah.
Because I read a lot of shit I listen to most of my news on NPR, but I actually read a lot. Freaking people, I follow people, and they always are highlighting like terrible things, like people who were found chopped up in creeks, and that's like the last thing before going to bed.
Oh,
and then, that is terrible. It's really disturbing.
Here's another pro tip for social media. Follow stupid shit. My thread is,
I mean, people is stupid shit.
In sports. Women shoes in sports. That's what I get updates on. I don't follow any news, I don't follow anything serious. All my Instagram, women shoes sports. That's it. And video games.
Interesting.
If you follow serious shit, then it'll tailor everything you see to be serious. I can't do it on social media. That is my escape from anything I care about. So it's half naked women.
Yeah.
Jordans, and sports stats.
That I should probably go on and go through. But you know what? Half of Instagram is like sponsored shit now, so it's not even what I follow, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, we digress. I think we should wrap it up, Will.
Okay. Before we do that, I want to say this is, I guess, a fun fact. But I thought it was interesting because how important she is and nobody ever brings her up. Henrietta Lack is a woman who in 1920
was a black woman. Oh, yeah, I just heard about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because her family's in court, which made me think about it again. I read about her. Again, I did a lot of independent studying on African American. That's neither here nor there. But Henrietta Lack, in 1920, she was in a hospital, and they took cells from her because they realized her cells were abnormal, and she was like, they called them immortal cells at the time. And people don't realize that her cells were used in the vaccine for polio and other vaccines. They still use her cell DNA, like her DNA is still used right now.
And yeah, they took for lots of vaccines and drugs.
Lots of them. Yes. And they did this to her in 1920. And she didn't know about it. She was in a, they're suing,
She'd be so rich.
Well, I think they're about to get a settlement.
They should be.
And I just saw them on the news earlier, and it made me think about her. Her name has always been in my brain because, again, you're not taught this in school. If you want to learn anything, kids, you got to do it yourself. and so I saw her
family. Especially if you live in Florida.
Exactly. So if you have a chance and you're listening, just Google Henrietta Lack and just read her story. It's absolutely amazing.
I just Googled her and I saw that she was born August 1st, 1920. So isn't today like second or third?
Oh, shit. Yeah. I knew she was born in 1920. I didn't know it was this close. Damn. Okay. Well, that's crazy. It's like, universe is speaking. Like,
exactly.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So if you didn't learn anything from this pod, that's fine. But Google Henrietta Lack and just read her story, and it's interesting.
Yeah. I think that there is a documentary on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, I was listening to that, to the story about her family and, you know, how they're figuring out a settlement right now. And it just like, it annoys me that her family even has to go through that, you know?
It is sad, but, you know, this is our home. This is our country. This is what we do. Everything has to be the hard way. Nothing comes easy here.
Hooray! Oh, on that note, Will, I've missed you.
I know, yeah, it's been a while, but
it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's
life
like a
is
month.
Busy.
It's the summertime. I think people understand. You have children. I have like video games and stuff. Like I have stuff, you know. So people have lives, exactly. But here we are.
Here we are doing it for the people. Just like Henrietta.
Oh, that's the best way to end it. Well done, Claude. You on fire tonight.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.